message is from Family Worship Center. This message will not only build your life, but will make you experience the transforming love of God. Open up your heart and be blessed.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for bringing us to your house. Father, we open up our hearts. We open up our ears that you speak to us. Father, I pray that your people will be spoken to by your Spirit this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that every heart will receive, every ear will hear. And I pray that every life will be better to the glory of your name. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. I'm reading the second part of the message last week, Be Fruitful. Be fruitful. Genesis chapter 1, I will read from verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Are you in verse 10? Okay, let's read together, please. 1, 2, read. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. That is a process of being fruitful. Praise the Lord. We learned last Sunday that God created us with the ability and the capacity to be fruitful. To be fruitful. And he gave us the mandate because of how he created us like him. To be fruitful and to multiply. Pastor Wilson said that to be fruitful means to multiply, means to expand, means to fill the earth, to subdue, to have dominion. It means to reproduce yourself. It means to be abundantly productive. It also means to replicate yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whenever you find yourself replicating in other lives what God has done in your life, you are being productive. So whenever you minister Christ to people, guess what? You are being fruitful. Hallelujah. And that is the will of God. God designed us to be like that. And it is his will that you are fruitful. And that is in every area of your life. That you are increasing, that you are expanding, that you are getting better, that you are getting fruits and results, and that you are improving with time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, the Family Worship Center is in the process of planting churches, of multiplying. And of course, we've been emphasizing here the need to get people saved. That is a way for Family Worship Center to be fruitful. That we have more Family Worship Centers. We have more members of Family Worship Center. We have more people coming into the house of God. We have more locations, and we have more people getting saved and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. We are being fruitful. Praise the Lord. And as a member of Family Worship Center, if the church is multiplying, guess what? You are also multiplying. And if eventually we get to that place, and we will, of having 100 churches, guess what? You also will have increased in certain areas of your life. There is no way that the church will be multiplying and being fruitful and increasing, and your life will remain the same. Why? Because you are the church. You are the church. Praise the Lord. See it like a vehicle traveling on a journey. It's like Family Worship Center is in a destination called 6 churches. And it's traveling to another destination called 100 churches. You are in that vehicle. Praise the Lord. The vehicle that is traveling. And so it has taken off. And guess where you are? You are inside. And by the time the vehicle arrives at 100 churches, where will you be? You will have also arrived. And you will have arrived with the church in 100 churches, and in your own personal life, you will arrive at some other areas of fruitfulness. So as the church is showing, it's expanding, it's increasing, it's being fruitful, it's been multiplying in this journey, it's arriving in 100 churches, guess what? In our own lives, we're also being fruitful. We're also multiplying. We're also being productive. That the thing that is happening to the church is happening to the members at the same time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Now, this is a very critical moment in the history of this church. It has never happened. It has never happened. This is not a casual time. It is not. And only God knows when it will ever happen again. God has a way of visiting churches. He has a way of creating seasons for different churches. This is a major and a critical season in the life of this church. It's not an ordinary thing. It is not. And guess what? It cannot be ordinary in your own life too. This season, this period, this 2020 into 2021 that we are doing these things, guess what? God is planning to do a lot of things with you too, on a personal level. Because as it is with the church, so it will be with the people. In the name of Jesus. This will be a point of reference for us. One day we'll be talking about when we were planning to plant 100 churches. The time when we were praying for 100 churches, when we used to plant 100 churches, it will be a point of reference. We did this, we did that, we did this. That is how come you are seeing what you are seeing now. A lot of us here, we have a way of referring to when we were building this place. When we were building this place, I did this. Today, I have this. We will be referring to today. And so I feel bad for you if you are not a part of it. Because when that reference is being done, you will have nothing to say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so how do I make sure that I'm inside? As this vehicle called Family Worship Center is traveling from six churches to 100 churches, how am I going to be sure I'm inside the vehicle? One word, participation. Participation. If you participate, it will put you inside. And it was enumerated last week clearly how to participate. Be one with the church. Let's be united in this mission. There is nothing like, they said they are planting 30 churches. They said they are going to plant 100 churches. They said that we should multiply our church. You people say that we should go and evangelize. You people say that we should have another new church in this place and that place. You people, no. From today, your language will be we, us, we, us, we, us, we, us. We are planting 100 churches. We are planting another church in that place. We are multiplying that church. We are doing this, we are doing that. What did Joshua say in the book of Joshua? He said that, let us go at once, for we are able. Let us go at once, for we are able. That is a power statement. That is a statement of oneness, of unity, of moving together. Praise the Lord. That from today we have one language for this mission. And as we are declaring against the word, we are making power available in the name of Jesus. Of course, we also join in fasting and prayers. If you are praying, you are fasting for this church expansion and for this evangelism, guess what? You are participating. Serious participation. And it will shock you that as you are praying and the church is succeeding and the church is moving and is expanding, guess what? In your own personal life, things have been rearranged. Things have been moved around. God is quickening and creating and starting fruitfulness in certain areas of your life. As you are making it happen for the church, guess what? You are indirectly causing it to happen in your life by prayer and by interceding for this process to be successful. So you are creating it for the church and then you are creating it for your own life. By giving yourself to that. Hallelujah. And of course, we go, bring the people in, and then serve. Discussed these things last week, so I will not waste time on them. Find a place. Ask yourself, what can I do? After first service, a lady came and met me that she can build. So anywhere there is any of such things, renovation to be done for any of the sites, she's ready to do it for free. That is the way to be involved. Okay? Participate. Participate. Be involved. If you do that, you are part of this vehicle that is moving. And whatever, wherever it arrives, you will also arrive in the name of Jesus. Give. Give. Pay your building pledge. Pay and pay and pay and pay. You see, a wolf life, eh? A wolf life. It's not a good life. That is why they say a wolf, if you take a wolf, it will run your stomach. A wolf life is not good. Don't be in a place, people are doing things, and then you are just looking. You want a wolf. So you just come here, you drink the AC, you drink the comfort, you go to the convenience, and you finish all the tissue there, and you go back home, and then you are feeling, smart guy. I am a smart guy. They are paying for it, and I'm enjoying it. A wolf life. It's not good. Be part of it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you know that fruitfulness requires action. Okay, even though God has empowered us to be fruitful, for example, and he has commanded us to be fruitful, for example, in having children, you have to do the action required to have the children. Okay? Not that God said, be fruitful, have children, then bam, children will just appear. It requires you to do something, isn't it? And so that leads me to say that fruitfulness always has a beginning. It always has a beginning. After God has empowered us and commanded us to be fruitful, for example, in the area of having children, there is a beginning when the egg and the sperm meet, and then the process of being that fruitful starts. The journey starts. Okay, there is always a beginning, and that beginning must require a seed. The beginning of every fruitfulness journey starts with a seed. Okay? So, and the different things that we are doing. So, you need to tell yourself, where are the seeds I need to sow in this process? So that when we are multiplying and being fruitful, I will also be fruitful. I will also harvest the seeds that I have sown in this process. I have mentioned one of the ways is prayer. Sow prayers. If you give yourself to praying for this process to be successful, guess what you are doing? You are sowing seed. Sowing and sowing and sowing. And by that very single act, when you start praying for the process to be successful, you will kickstart your own personal process of fruitfulness. Your own process will start. The button will be turned on. And just like a sperm and an egg that meet, you will start your journey towards fruitfulness in certain areas of your life. Why? Because you are sowing prayers. There are seeds you are sowing. In your service, you are sowing seed. And guess what? In your money, you are sowing seed. And so for a lot of us that you have not paying or been part of the church planting pledge, guess what? You are denying yourself a harvest by not planting a seed. So whatever fruitfulness or blessing God is going to bring upon Family Worship Center, you will miss out of it. Why? Because of your financial participation is missing. Your financial participation is missing. Praise the Lord. When we were building this place, we thought we were building it for Family Worship Center. What we didn't know is that we were indirectly building our own lives. Check out a lot of the people that were here when we were building this place. That time, they could hardly even pay rent. Today, they have their own houses. You know what happened? Right back in those days, when we started building this place, a process started in their lives. God started their own personal process too. He said, okay, this one is putting into building this place. I will give him a house. And God started the process. And we were going, putting in money. And before you know it, this place is finished. And today they are living in their houses. Incidentally, I mentioned about 6 people in first service. And by the time I checked, I found out that all of them have their own houses today. And they are sitting here, Pastor Osas, Pastor Dikinebu, and the rest. Okay? So, we thought we were actually doing Family Worship Center a favor to provide her with a place. We didn't know that we are doing it for ourselves. Hallelujah. We're doing it for ourselves. So, we're actually setting up ourselves up for blessing. And as this place is coming up, guess what? We didn't know that God started a process for us. And all of us today are living in our houses or are in the process of living in our own homes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in Ezra chapter 6, verse 14a, so the elders of the Jews built and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. The elders of the Jews built and what? They built and what? They built and prospered. They built and they prospered. It sounds strange. You actually thought that the Bible would say they built and then they became broke. Is it not? They built and then they lost money. They built and then they were reduced. No, they were giving and building, giving their monies and building, yet they were prospering. At the same time, hand in hand, simultaneously, they were giving, building the place, yet they were prospering. And people will look at them and wonder, how are they doing it? How come they are building this house, this church, and they are also doing well? Now, that is the plan of God for you. Amen? That is the plan of God for you. That if you prioritize his own thing, guess what? He will also prioritize your own. And as you are doing his own, it looks like you are reducing and your money is going. Guess what? What you don't understand is that he is cooking things for you too. And that as we are planting churches, guess what? We will be prospering in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What happened to Joseph? Thank you. Joseph started prospering when he was in prison. When he was a slave in his master's house. Why? Because there were some seeds he was sowing. Some action seeds that Joseph was sowing in those places. The moment he started, Joseph's process of prosperity started. The switch for Joseph to prosper was switched on. Not when he became a prime minister, no. But when he was in prison doing those actions that he was sowing seed, that was when he started. That was why when Joseph started his journey towards the throne, nothing could stop him. Nothing could stop him. He was like a moving train. The power of the seeds he had sown by his actions in Potiphar's house and in prison, nothing could stop him. He made it to that throne. The journey started when he was nothing. You may be given your place now and you look like you are nobody. Guess what? God will start you on a journey. Heading somewhere, like we sang in the song, Jesus was sown like a seed, but when Sunday came, nothing could stop him. When you sow and it begins to come out, nothing can stop it. That is why I'm telling you that this process is also a blessing for you in disguise. Don't say, I will not be part of it. It's a blessing for you in the name of Jesus. So the Bible says in Proverbs 11:24, there is one who scatters yet increases more. There is one who gives towards the church planting pledges and he is increasing. There is one, Akagulu, who withholds more than is right. He tells himself that, Toko, from now till 2038, I'm not going to give. The Bible says that what happens? It leads to poverty. And so the moment this church pledging, church planting pledge was announced, people were separated into two. Some began a journey of prosperity like Joseph. Others went in the opposite direction towards poverty. And the word leads there is the same word you use for a horse. When a rider leads a horse to a certain place. And how do you lead the horse? You put a bit in the nose. So it's not a leading that you go by choice. It's a leading that you are led because you hold back. So as you hold that money, grip like this, tight. Guess what? You are on a journey and the journey is taking you to. It's carrying you to poverty. Whether you like it or not, if you like, hand it high under the bed. It says it carries you to poverty. forcibly carry you. Second Corinthians 9:10 explains it to us. How is it that this one is giving is increasing? The other one is holding, but he's reducing. So let's read 2 Corinthians 9:10. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. It is because God treats seeds this way. When you give your building pledge, what will happen, your church planting pledge, what will happen is that God will multiply it. So if you have 100 million and you give 10 million towards the building, God will multiply the 10. The 90, nothing will happen to it. That is how come the one that gives increases. Because God takes the seed and multiplies. So give me the example. Give me the figures. Let's say there are two people, members of Family Worship Center, James and John. James was blessed with 100,000. John was also blessed with 100,000. So they say, okay, let's give towards the church planting. And John gave 20,000. James gave how many? Zero. So John was left with 80,000. It looked like he has reduced, isn't it? James gave nothing. And then he has 100,000. So they are looking at him and saying, smart guy. Smart guy. Hey, this guy, eh? He go church, they talk, till the pastor said, in saliva, they don't, they dry. The guy no gree give, smart guy. And you are bouncing with your 100K in your pocket. You are feeling big. And you are looking at the guy with 80,000. And you are wondering, oh, mumu. When you go to church, carry your brain. Don't leave it at home. Carry your brain to church. Now, him be the reason why you go school, oh. John, now him be the reason why you go school. Think. Use your head. And that's what Jesus do. You ever see Jesus, they do things like this. You see me? Hey, smart guy. So God takes the 20,000 that John gave, and he multiplied it by 10. It became how many? 200,000. Became 200,000. Add 200,000 to the 80,000 he had left. How much does he have now? 280,000. This one gave zero. We multiply his own, in fact, by 100,000. We are not multiplying it by 10. We are multiplying it by 100,000. How much do we have? Add zero to his smart guy, 100,000. How much does he end up with? There is one who gives, yet increases. There is one who withholds, but it carries him. It carries him to poverty, whether he likes it or not. And so you wonder, we've done all these things. How come nothing is happening to some people? Naaka gulu. Na him be the reason. So Haggai said in Haggai chapter 2, verse 15, this is our people that were doing a church project. Let's look at the Living Bible. Chapter 2, verse 15, from verse 15. And so everything you did went wrong. Now these people were trying. They go to work to get money. They do business, the business is failing. They come for partnership, nothing is happening. Everything they tried to do, nothing was happening. They were broke, they were struggling. Everything they did went wrong. But all is different now. Why? Because you have begun to build the temple. God said to them that because now you give yourself to this church expansion and multiplication, it's going to be different for you. It's going to be different for you because something is activated on your behalf. Verse 16. Before, he's telling them about what happened before. When you expected 20 bushel crop, there were only 10. When you come to draw 50 gallons of olive press, there were only 20. I rewarded all your labor with rust and mildew and hail. Yet, even so, you refuse to return to me, says the Lord. 17. But now, somebody say, but now. not this. He was challenging them, not this. From today, 24th day of the month, from today, I don't know when we started the pledge, this is what God is saying. As the foundation of the Lord's temple is finished, this foundation is the stone. You know how you do foundation laying? As soon as you lay the foundation for the temple, from this day onward, what will happen? I will bless you. As if they didn't hear the first note, he repeated, notice. I am giving you this promise. Kai. Sometimes I wonder why God even takes us, why we have to go through all this before we believe him. I am giving you this promise now. Before you have even what? Begun to rebuild the temple structure. If only that foundational work started, even before you start the main building, and before you have harvested your grain, and before the grapes, the figs, the pomegranates, the olive have produced the next crops, from this day, I will bless you. From this day, I will bless you. So you see what I mean by that? This whole thing about Family Worship Center that is happening is also the plan of God for those members inside Family Worship Center to also to be blessed. With the process is your blessing. With the process is your expanding. With the process is your fruitfulness. But that fruitfulness requires you to do your own actions. Like give your own fruit, your own seed. Hallelujah. Some of us, the way we think is that, okay, we need 100 million. Let me see. If a brother Kish gave 10 million, pastor gave another 10 million, that would be good. Diki Nemeka looks like he can 10 million. Diki Nobina, another 10 million. I think we will be there. That's how some of us think. So you just rule yourself out. That man, my name is Shawia. You know Shawia, there are people who are named like that, or it means suffering. From my mother's womb, now so suffering, they follow me. So suffering. I'm sorry, I won't be part of this. This is for people who are loaded. In fact, the process that got my mother pregnant with me was a suffering process. It started from the time I was conceived. That's also suffering, they follow me. I went through school washing other people's clothes and toilet. It was difficult. All my life, so suffering. By mistake, they sent me to Abuja for youth service. And they sent me to presidency. I say, when Buhari throws the money, I will catch. And they rejected me. They sent me to NNPC. I say, there is money there. They rejected me. And then they sent me to Water Resources. They rejected me. Now they sent me to Ministry of Enjoyment. I say, God has answered my prayer. I am suffering even in Ministry of Enjoyment. And then you came to church on Sunday and you are hearing this. And you're wondering, I am not a part of this. You see, whenever you are in a pit of lack, nothing will bring you out but a seed. If you are in a pit of lack, okay, what will bring you out of it is a seed. And so let me give you this example. This is you. This is you. You are inside a pit of lack. You don't have anything and nothing is happening. Then, this second jug is your giving. So pastor comes here and shows us that the different categories of the giving for the building pledge, and this is what we are doing. And they say, let us give. So you come. It's time for me to give. And you go. In your mind, you have given. I'm sure some of you didn't even see it because it was too fast. The guy is a smart guy. Oh, before you know it, bang, bang, bang. Smart guy. Okay, we're doing something. We need some to help somebody with money for hospital in our care group. Let's contribute and let's give and let's see what. Even God himself knows my condition. He knows the truth about what is happening to me that I cannot do anything about this situation. And you are still in the pit. You are still in the pit. Then one day, like today, you got angry. See, this pastor asks, I will do this thing, even if whatever, let's see what will happen. And so you start. The moment you start, process has kick-started. From prison, process has kick-started. You are coming out. You are giving. By your giving, you are coming out. You thought you are giving somebody, what you didn't know was that you are bringing out yourself. You thought you are giving somebody, what you didn't know was that you are actually giving yourself. So the Bible says there is one who waters others, but is actually watering himself. He waters others, but guess what? He's actually watering himself. The devil loves it. When you don't have and you begin to eat that tithe, begin to eat that offering, begin to cut corners, he loves it. He loves it because it keeps you in a pit. And he'll be coming behind your head telling you, smart guy. Smart guy. I'll be talking through some of his agents around you, some of your friends. Smart guy. And you remain there. I asked Deacon Emeka in the first service, as a banker, I said, if this suffering sister came to your bank, she needs money for hospital, haven't not saved anything in the bank, and she gives a check to withdraw money. Meanwhile, this man comes, just jaga-jaga man, hey, where that manager? Give me 100,000, make her go eat chocolate. And he has money in the bank. Whose check will you honor? He said, the man's check. Why? Because he has deposited there. Your suffering will never put money in your account. Your situation is never honored. What is honored is your deposit. Your deposit is honored, not your situation. And so people are thinking, hey, see this one, oh, he's suffering. Abba, have mercy on him. God is saying, I have made you fruitful already. Do what you need to do. Act what you need to act. That's why Jesus honored that widow that had only two coins. God cannot break his own principle. Why? Because Luke 6:38 says that give and it will be given back to you. But some of us, you know where we are? We have jumped the give. We are at giving back to you. So we want, let it be given to me. Let it be given to me. Let it be given to me. What you don't realize is that before giving to me, there is first of all, give. When you give, it will return to you. Like Pastor will say all the time, if you are having a boring day, nobody is calling your phone or sending you text, send like 10 text messages. You will see harvest coming in. Harvest coming in. Instead of sitting there and crying, nobody is calling my phone, nobody is sending me text. Sow some 10 text messages and see what will happen. And that is how life works. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that if you wait for a perfect condition, you will never sow. You see this pledge? You are waiting until things stabilize. They may not. When Elijah came to the widow, he said, you have your last meal, give me first. He will have said, let's help her first. Let her stabilize and the son. Let them give them themselves. Then we will require small from her. No, he said, give me first. Let me eat. Then you will have. As she was watering the man of God, she didn't know she was watering herself. And the Bible said the oil never run dry for the rest of her life. Praise the Lord. And so the Bible says finally in Psalm 126 verse 5. We also looked at this scripture last week that those who sow in tears, Psalm 126 verse 5, shall reap in what? In joy, verse 6. For he who continually goes forth, you can see that as I was pouring the water, if I stopped, will the man have come out? No, I sustain my giving. I sustain my giving. Continually goes forth, weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come back again. I love that word again. With rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. He is bearing seeds for sowing. But he's weeping, but he has seed. He is crying, but he has seed. He is broke, but he has seed. He's living in a mud house, but he has seed. His landlord is tormenting him, but he has seed. His child could hardly eat, but he has seed. I remember my mother. She would hold that 2 naira, 20 naira. There is no meat inside the food, mommy. She will say, no, this one is for God. And she will take it to church. While we are there, hungry, while we are there, not eating to the full, mommy will still take it to church, her seed, and she's crying, weeping, but going with the seed. Weeping, but going with the seed. In tears, she will sow. In tears, she will sow. My brother and my sister, you may be without a job, but please hold your seat. You may be in debt, but hold your seat. You may be confused, but hold your seat. You may be a tenant, but hold your seat. Continually goes forth, weeping, but bearing seed. Bearing seed. And when it's time to sow, they sow, but in tears. The Bible says, doubtless. Doubtless. This guy is going to come. He said he will come again. The same road he follows to go and drop, he will come that road again. But this time around, when he's coming back, he's pulling in. He's pulling in sheaves and sheaves and sheaves and sheaves. See, when the Bible says that crying may last for the whole night, but joy will come in the morning, it's also talking about sowing. You sow in the night, your morning will come. And when you reap in joy. You reap in joy. Today, some of us wish we had given more when we were building this place. We wish we had given more. Why? Because when you sow in tears, doubtless, keep that seed on your back. No matter how you fall, how sick, how bad, how broke, keep it there. Bearing seed. Seed-bearing people are dangerous people. No. They are dangerous people. They bring in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. And so as Family Worship Center arrives there, guess what? People that have sown in tears. Even some of this prayer and fasting is tears. So some of the fasting hunger will catch you like this. We are sowing in tears. Doubtless, when the fruit is coming out, our own is coming out. Embedded in this expansion is some people's husbands. Embedded in this expansion, your wife has not even come to church yet. For some people, that business partner you have been believing God for is in this expansion. As you sow in the process of expansion, God will see your heart. He will cause that person to come to this church and you will meet. The blessing of God is inside. People, this is not an ordinary thing. Put your heart. Put your mind. Put your efforts. Put your service. Put your money. Whatever you have, start with it and move on. And move on. The plan of God for your life is a good one. Let's bow down our heads as we pray.
Thank you for listening to this message. You will be blessed when you do the things that you have heard. You can make a brand new start in life by becoming a child of God. It's as easy as believing in your heart as you say the following prayer. Jesus, I thank you for dying for me. Jesus, come into my heart today and be my Lord and Savior. I declare right now that I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you just said that prayer. It is important that you join a Bible-believing church immediately so that you grow in knowing Christ. We would love to have you visit our church in Abuja, Nigeria. For more information about this ministry, you can visit our website at www.fwcabuja.org. God bless you.
Family Worship Center. We care.